Good evening, everybody. Well, I am in a mood for myths and legends and tales of folklore and fairies this evening, so I thought that I would read two poems by Walter de la Mare, who is known for such things. Also, he has been one of my favorite poets since I was a wee lass of 9 or 10. This first one is especially for my friend Sarah Hillis, and Sarah, if you're listening, you will know why as soon as you hear the first verse. The Night Swans. 'Tis silence on the enchanted lake, and silence in the air serene, save for the beating of her heart, the lovely-eyed Evangeline. She sings across the waters clear and dark, with trees and stars between, the notes her fairy godmother taught her, the child Evangeline. As might the unrippled pool reply, faltering an answer far and sweet, three swans as white as mountain snow swim mantling to her feet. And still upon the lake they stay, their eyes black stars in all their snow, and softly in the glassy pool their feet beat darkly to and fro. She rides upon her little boat, her swans swim through the starry sheen, rowing her into fairyland, the lovely-eyed Evangeline. 'Tis silence on the enchanted lake, and silence in the air serene. Voices shall call in vain again on earth the child Evangeline. Evangeline, Evangeline! Upstairs, downstairs, all in vain. Her room is dim, her flowers faded, she answers not again. The Three Beggars. 'Twas autumn daybreak, gold and wild, while past St. Anne's grey tower they shuffled. Three beggars spied a fairy child in crimson mantle muffled. The daybreak lighted up her face, all pink and sharp and emerald-eyed. She looked on them a little space, and shrill as hautbois cried, "Oh, three tall footsore men of rags, which walking this gold morn I see, what will ye give me from your bags for fairy kisses three?" The first, that was a reddish man, out of his bundle takes a crust. "La, by the tombstones of St. Anne, there's fee, if fee ye must." The second, that was a chestnut man, out of his bundle draws a bone. "La, by the belfry of St. Anne, and all my breakfast gone!" The third, that was a yellow man, out of his bundle picks a groat. "La, by the angel of St. Anne, and I must go without!" That changeling, lean and icy-lipped, touched crust and bone and groat, and lo! Beneath her finger, taper-tipped, the magic all ran through. Instead of crust, a peacock pie. Instead of bones, sweet venison. Instead of groat, a white lily with seven blooms thereon. And each fair cup was deep with wine. Such was the changeling's charity. The sweet feast was enough for nine, but not too much for three. O toothsome meat in jelly froze! O tender haunch of elfin stag! O rich the odor that arose! O plump with scraps each bag! There in the daybreak, gold and wild, each merry-hearted beggar man drank deep unto the fairy child and blessed the good St. Anne.